Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Delaware State University made history on the wrestling mat this school year, fielding a team of all women, the first ever Division I women's wrestling program at a historically black college and university. A short documentary, First to the Mat, produced by DSU students Tia Jarvis and Sanaya Baines-Butler, highlights the program's first ever home dual meet, where the Hornets easily defeated Wilkes and McDaniel. On this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Joey Irizarry speaks with Tia Jarvis about the documentary and the perspectives it presents.
The documentary about the first ever women's wrestling team here at Delaware State University. What is this documentary about exactly, besides the team itself?
Yeah, so the documentary is essentially, it explores... My vision for the documentary was to highlight the team, highlight the history behind it, and what it took to get that program here. But also it explores the discipline and the resilience and the determination behind the sport of wrestling and what it really takes to be a part of a program like this from a student athlete lens. We really tried to have it be a focus on the girls, and what it took for them to get here. And really it's a highlight of especially February 1st, which was the home match, and how it just brought everyone together. Wrestling, I think at least at Delaware State University, is a very, it's an unknown sport. People don't know too much about it, but it didn't matter. You would have never known on that day that anyone was unfamiliar with the sport of wrestling, especially women's wrestling, because of the amount of support from all over the state that was in Memorial Hall Gym. So it was amazing. And that's really what we kind of had focused on. And just the fact that sports brings so many different people together.
How did you get to doing this about the women's wrestling as opposed to any, why was this topic specifically something you were interested in to put out there in a documentary?
Yeah. So, as we all know, Delaware State has had an amazing football transformation this year. So we actually did get a lot of questions, asking us, why didn't you do something on football? And when I was approached about the production, Sanaya and I had actually been at the wrestling match. So we were covering it through our media organization on campus, and someone approached us and they said, hey, I really think that you should apply for the Coca-Cola HBCU production grant. I think you'd do really well. Keep in mind, this was on February 1st. So we're like, okay. And the production was due on March 1st. So we were like, okay, we have a really quick turnover. But as I'm looking over the guidelines of the production, I'm going through all of the sports at Delaware State, and I genuinely couldn't think of a better one to do than women's wrestling. It's an all-women's team led by a phenomenal, trailblazing women's head coach. And there's just so much rich history and femininity, but also strength in the team. So I think that the easy fruit would have been our football team, who we love and appreciate. And they've done so many amazing things for our university. But I do think that our women's team exemplified this year's theme of the production grant, which was excellence beyond the field. This was a team, a program, specifically the match on February 1st, that brought together so many different HBCU students, brought together our community and our campus more than I've ever seen.
It's a white dominant sport, so you don't really see people in color. When I found out that I had the opportunity to go to an HBCU women's wrestling team, and it's D1 on top of that, which was first in history, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna do everything possible to make sure I can get there.
And of course, February 1st, the first day of Black History Month. And I know that was a big deal for the team that match was taking place that day. But also, I remember one of the wrestlers talking about how when you look at the wrestling teams, the college teams around the country, you don't really see a lot of black representation. And here is a team that is doing its part to have black representation. And that was a big deal for them. And that's another historical aspect of this. How important is that also when you tie everything there together, Black History Month, a team of black competitors? I mean, how does that and obviously the all women's team, the first women's team here at DSU. So it was a lot of historical aspects into this story, right?
Yes, which kind of was more of a testament of we made the right decision, because not only was, you know, the match, okay, it's February 1st, that's amazing, but these young women, you know, they uproot their lives to be a part of this program. And it's really hard to do that when you're the first, because nobody's ever done it before. It's also really scary because they don't have anybody else that's done it before them. So they're just going off of faith. They're going off of, you know, what Coach Sloan had promised them, which was history, and which was something that they could lead and be proud of. So when I look back, yeah, there's just so many key parts. And as we're filming, you know, I'm finding out more and more of these different storylines. And I think that really is what made the documentary what it was. You know, we can have a storyline, we can edit all that we want to, but at the end of the day, all of the special nuances from the team, from that day, really make it special.
With the documentary, it was mainly the subjects, the wrestlers, the coaches, the DSU president, Tony Allen. You know, you had others talking, as opposed to, like, sometimes there's a lot of narration during a documentary. Was this your intent going in, or was this just how it shaped out when you were doing it?
I definitely think that our intent was that, for sure. We didn't want a lot of narration. We didn't feel as though we felt like the story was going to tell itself. The work that they had done was going to tell itself. And there's nothing that I could have said in narration or anybody else could have said that would have depicted that story any clearer. I think through a lot of our like real time moments that like letting our subjects lead, more cinematic visuals, I think that really paints the picture of just how, again, incredibly special the team is. But that was more, it was purpose, but it was also more of like a timepiece because we had to have such a quick turnover. So, you know, in my head, when I'm thinking, how do I want to approach it? I'm thinking about quality, right? But I'm also thinking in time-wise, how do we get as good of a production as possible in a short amount of time. And I couldn't think of a better way to do that than to let the subjects be the ones to really paint the story. And then we just kind of buff it up a little bit here and there, but there's not too much buffing because they're amazing. And it speaks for itself.
Have you shown your finished project to the team? Did they see it? And if so, what did they think?
So funny enough, so as a recent graduate, you have to do a capstone project. So your capstone is essentially your culmination project of your entire 4 years. And I used the documentary as my capstone. And during my capstone presentation, I had members of the team on my panel. And that was the first time they had ever seen it. And I'm looking over, you know, they're watching and I'm playing it. I look over and their heads are down. And I'm like, oh my goodness, they hate it. They hate the documentary. And they look up, their heads come up and they're crying. They're in tears, they're sobbing. And I look over and there's still probably about 2-3 minutes left of the documentary, so I can't say anything. And I'm like, oh my goodness, are you guys okay? And they were so emotionally taken back because I think for them, seasons are hard and being an athlete is hard. And especially when you do have a not as large of a roster team, it's like a family. You know, not all families are perfect. You go through trials, you go through tribulations, good times, bad times. And so for them, I think that it really grounded them and allowing them to remember their why, of like why we do this, why we're here, what we're working towards. And they went back and they showed their whole team. And I think that it really touched on their heartstrings. And regardless of, you know, if Sanaa and I wanted better visuals or if we wanted different angles, at the end of the day, my goal as a storyteller is always to evoke emotion and to have people feel something. And if that's the case, then I consider it a success.
Where can people watch it?
So you can watch First to the Mat on YouTube under the Hidden Visuals YouTube account. And it's right there. It's our baby. We're so incredibly proud of the production. And the recognition is bigger than us as recent grads. It's for Sanaa and I, we really fell in love with the storytelling again. When you're in school and you're at a university, sometimes it can get, you know, you have classes, you have, when you're about to graduate, you have job opportunities, you have interviews, you have all of these things. So sometimes finding like the love for storytelling again can be really, really challenging. And for us, this was a project for us where we were like, yes, this is what we want to do.
Thanks to Delaware State University student Tia Jarvis and our Joey Irizarry for enlightening us this week. First to the Mat earned third place in the 2026 Coca-Cola HBCU Sports Production Grant Competition. You can watch the entire film on YouTube.